Sup, the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 29 of Future Bachelor. Here we go.
You said you were going to lay out the ham horn.
Nope. I changed my mind.
Literally seconds in.
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk?
Yeah. I didn't mean to call you that.
Oops. Can't remember what was said or what you threw at me. Please tell me.
Come on.
Please tell me why.
I got a story for you.
I came in through the window last night, and you're gone.
Come on. Woo. Yes, 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 yes.
What a good freaking sigh.
Welcome to episode 29 of Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And we got producer Dylan in the building. What's up, dude?
What's up?
Chilling.
My mic is nice and loud this time.
Yeah, so don't worry about boy. Get it. Yeah, so that was a fun song to come in, right?
Yeah, all it right. was great. Oh, he's okay. So Sai's gonna like, he thought I didn't remember.
You didn't.
I did. I okay. was getting to the memory. You're like, first thing about the last week. And I was like thinking about a couple of days ago, and I had to like go back nearly a week ago.
Okay.
To when we had a company fall party situation.
Yeah.
With a pumpkin carving contest. We'll yes. get to that in a second.
Okay.
But it also had live band karaoke.
Okay.
For like based from like these folks who do live band karaoke at a place here in Atlanta called Dark Horse.
Yeah.
And
it's really fun. Like if you come so here, fun. You guys like, gotta come with us to
you
Dark
gotta
Horse.
Go. It's like pop punk, it's like rock, it's mm-hmm. great stuff. And Sai performed because it's Sai. And he performed that song. He performed My Own Worst Enemies. He's like, we have to do this as our opening song. Yeah. I was like, yeah. And he's like, you know why, right? And I was like, I've heard it in the last week. Why? And then I was getting there. I was getting there. And then he's like, I can't believe you didn't remember.
It took you like 10 minutes.
It did not take 10 minutes.
All right. Well,
whatever.
We set a timer and it said it had
That's
gone off
lies.
At 10. All right, cool. Well, anyways, I did get on stage, but that wasn't the best part about the night.
No.
What was the best part about
so
the night?
So we carved our pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
And it was E.T.
Mm.
And we did a whole shebang.
Yeah. Like, no. Like, we even, like, went and practiced on Tuesday night the Thursday
night. Yeah, we mean business
carving.
Here.
Yeah,
like, we practiced on multiple pumpkins to figure out, like, who would be the good carver, who, like, had the idea, like, whatever. We had we set up specific steps for this pumpkin.
Yes, we did.
Carving contest. Yeah. And then we had all of our preps. So we, like, had a bike, put E.T., like, in the basket, E.T. pumpkin, into the basket yep. with, like, a towel wrapped around him. Sai was dressed up, like, the kid from the movie
with
the
red
hoodie.
We had hazmat suit dudes, like, chasing us with flashlights.
We had our coworkers, Alex and Chuck, dressed up in, like, the... Shout out to them. Dressed up in the hazmat suits, like, from the scene in the movie where, like, those folks, like, the people from the government or whatever chasing after E.T.
Yeah.
And then we had our other coworker. Now we shout out to Zach.
Zach Sears! What's up, boy?
We had him dressed up like a news reporter, like he was like covering like yeah. all this crazy scene.
We had some showmanship. Like everyone else was carving pumpkins. We're like putting on like a little like Universal Studios like show
yeah,
right
like,
there.
It was legit.
Yeah.
And so we like really thought we had it in the bag.
Yeah, we even had the music playing from
the
theme.
Music.
We had the Reese's Pieces.
We also like were fun. We were fun contestants
yeah,
to be around,
exactly.
I thought.
Even when we're carving, we're playing like twerking music and we're like getting people to dance
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah,
we're like,
having a great time. Yeah. Like, yeah. Anyways, we didn't win though.
We didn't win for, what the heck? All right. First of all, I'd like to say I don't like to join contests unless we win.
But we got second place.
Okay.
Second.
I'm going to give us a round of applause.
We get a round of applause because we won money.
We did win money. We didn't win all the big money, but
we won. The grand prize was $1,000.
Yeah, grand prize was $1,000. Second place got $500.
And
that's
there's
what we
five
got.
Of us, so yeah. There, we got $100 each. And also, like, we got robbed for sure. The first place folks totally sucked up to our company and did a whole bunch of stuff that had like different company logos, and so it was just very much.
They didn't even carve the pumpkin. They carved a door and a window.
And then just had a bunch of stuff around it. So like, we had more carving skill. And still theatrics.
You are, as our carver, you are go-to carver.
Thank you.
You didn't want to be, but you were.
Because I was nervous.
Yeah, but that was the role you had to play.
I had a lot riding on my shoulders, so I was just so anxious.
But it all came together. I think we did like a really good job of being a great team.
We had a fun time, and I've been using that money. I think Zach already used all of it at the battery.
That night.
Drinking, yeah.
But he did set up an event for us to go next week.
This will be your first time going.
Yeah,
we've gone together. It's this Alive After Five event in Roswell, Georgia, and it's a block party thing, and it's a lot of fun. We always go,
so I'm looking forward to that. So second place, we definitely got robbed, but I mean we had a fun time during it.
Yeah,
everyone's still saying
second is the best. Didn't you hear that song as a kid?
Well, because I said some speech or something like that, because by the time I was a little buzzed and a little bummed, because I was like, dude, we definitely got robbed. There's no way that pumpkin. No. We don't even know what this pumpkin is.
Yeah, no, but
it looked ridiculous. They sent an email out with like first place, second place, third place, and ours just looked like the clear winner. I still, like, today people are like, dude, you got robbed. Like, you should have gotten first place in that pumpkin.
My director of my team that I'm on at work, she put it in our little like highlights email.
Nice.
That goes to like the higher ups. Dope. And stuff. She's like, I want to like highlight your guys. It's like. Fun, you know, company pumpkin carving contest, like your second place win, like to show off that like we're a well-rounded team.
Yeah.
And like, so I sent the pictures. I was like, here's our pictures, like the cute one and the one with us looking like mean mugging with our money. And she's like, oh, I'm using the badass one.
The money
and I was
one.
Like, yeah.
All right, cool. Dope. So yeah, that was a cool thing that happened in the last week. What else has happened? Last night we
went to the Girls Gotta Eat live show here in Atlanta at City Winery. So I was running late because he had like work stuff, but he still got there for plenty of laughs, plenty of fun times.
Yeah. I showed up and I was in like a full suit because I was like hosting a TV show.
PSA to our listeners that also like Girls Gotta Eat or things like that. Like if you're planning on going to one of their, like if you're a listener of us and maybe you're straight male,
mm-hmm.
listen to Girls Gotta Eat.
Yeah.
And then go to one of their live shows because it's a sea of women.
Yeah, I was so happy I showed up in a suit. Like, I was like, oh,
I know,
my
you
God.
Look spiffy. He, like, walks up. Like, I'm looking all cute because it's, like me.
It's
like,
girls'
I'm
night
like,
out,
I
yeah.
Wanna, like, I want to wear something cute.
Yeah, yeah.
I walk in.
So, like, it's, like, literally, like, you know, City Winery. It's, like, they have, like, a bar upstairs. And I was like, okay. I've never been there for a show. Yeah. I was like, where's the show? They're, like, downstairs.
I know, I've never been there for a show either.
So they came downstairs. Or I went downstairs and the guy was like, all right, let me escort you to your table. I'm like, ooh, this is dope. And I walk in, they open up the door, and the show's already going on, and all I see is girls. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
I know,
this is
crazy. Of, when I got there before you, I thought, I was like, Sai's gonna be in heaven. Like,
yeah, dude. Perfect. I mean, honestly, I went right to my seat, ordered a beer, and started laughing to the show and stuff. And it was a cool atmosphere, too, because you kind of like got to like talk to people next to you and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, ended up, I mean, frig it. We're gonna talk about it anyways.
I mean, yeah, do it.
All right.
We got it.
Well, then tell the story.
Oh, I have to tell the story?
Well, start it off. I'll tell my side.
Okay, so we're sitting next to other people at our, because it's like lines of tables, and mm-hmm. we were sitting next to a group of other women and, you know, casually talking with them in between like different
like
topics,
reacting to the show.
Reacting,
and stuff,
like
yeah.
nothing like super like in-depth conversation, but like being like, oh my God, yeah, me too. Oh my God, did you hear? Yeah.
Yeah, like at one point they talked about like an upcoming show, comedy show, and like everyone is like, oh, that actually sounds fun. Like, I'm like, well, when are we all going, guys?
Yeah,
you know, and they were like, haha, Friday.
Yeah.
Literally said Friday. Anyways, continue.
And so then the show ends, and I had a meet and greet pass, so like I had to stick around and whatever, get ushered to where I needed to
be. Me and you were hanging out, catching up after the show.
Catching up and like discussing if we were going to meet up later after mm-hmm. I got done. Things like that. And then, you know, everybody's leaving, and Sai literally is like, hang on, I have to get this girl's number. And like gets up. I was like, go, my son, go.
I was like, hold on a second. Like, it was like I was just watching her in my peripherals as she was about to just leave and just never see her again.
Yeah, and it was this woman who was sitting directly next to me, mm-hmm. And had been like briefly, like, you know, like this brief chat kind of thing. And like Sai went up and talked to her and her friend and got her number.
Yeah.
And I even then swooped in.
Yeah. What did you do?
I swooped in with the stickers and promoted the podcast.
Yeah. Well, that's sick.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Be true to the brand. Rule number one.
Yeah, and also like being a dope ass wing woman. That's sick.
I tried.
And be like podcast wing woman. Like that's sick. So yeah. So anyways, that was awesome. Living off a high. I'm like, this girl's really cool.
She seemed really cool and cute.
Right.
And,
like she seemed like into it. Right.
She seemed dope. And like she even was like very honest with you. So I guess like she had recently.
We don't have to like put all that out.
But she had like recently been in a serious relationship. I'll
okay.
say.
Cool.
And like got out of it and like. Whatever, so like, you know, that's always a weird place for people. Yeah. And
but she was like, yo, like coffee or like something. I'm like, yeah that's all made, I'm like trying to do with these girls.
She made sure to say, like, right before she walked away, like her and her friend walked away from me and you, she's like, hit me up, like, to reassure, because I'm a woman, I've been there before. I'd be like, please text me.
Yeah.
Like, if you have my number. Well, no, like, I give you my number and like you haven't texted me. Like to then like so we could like confirm having each other's contacts. Yeah. I'm always like, yeah, don't forget to text me, huh? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh my god.
I hope he texts me.
Yeah. So like, but she did that kind of thing, like the casual, mm-hmm. like hit me up kind mm-hmm. of thing, and then like walked away with her friend. And yeah. So I was like, good news. This is all good. I was like, yes, I way to go. Aren't you happy you came? Ha ha.
Fast forward to today.
Oh.
And I'm like really excited to text this girl, like be like, hey, you know.
It was nice
to meet you. Hope we can like hang sometime or something like that.
Yeah, like, oh, let's plan our coffee date.
What? I didn't even say all that. I said that just like started off, and I instantly get this message back like invalid number. I'm like, wait a second. So I'm like, I look at the number, and I'm like, oh my god, hold on a second. This number is 404, which is like a standard Atlanta area code.
You can't give out the full.
I mean, it's not a real number.
I guess you can. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a real number. That's what I'm saying. All right. So, I mean, we'll just say it like this. It's 404-232-2323.
What if that's a real number?
Whatever. Call it up. You'll get that shit too. And I started thinking, I'm like, wait a second. Did this girl. So this sparked up in my head. Like, did this girl
actively give me a wrong number? Like, or, actively, like. Purposely.
Yeah. I just can't see her being that like diabolical.
But she gave you her full name in her contact.
Yeah.
So like
very easy to look up. Like I found her like very like, easily.
Yeah. Like I don't think as someone who has given my number begrudgingly to people that I didn't really want to, but I should have just said no, but like I was pressured or like yeah. whatever. And I never like in those situations I usually don't give my full name. Or Like I was saying to Sai earlier, I was like, it's harder for me, especially if I've had a couple drinks or mm-hmm. whatever. And I know these girls would have like had a couple glasses of wine, whatever. Not like any situation, but like it would be harder for me to like make up a number or just like type something wrong because like my automatic, like my brain's just going to be like, here's my number.
Yeah.
Like that's like what's going to happen. And like the fact that she did her full name, like to me, I was like, maybe she just like messed up. Like,
yeah. So am I thinking like her number is, so it's only a couple things, right? It's like her number is just like one of those numbers that's like, oh wow, that's an easy number to remember. And she just like had one number off or like, something like that.
Accidentally like clicked a like thumb mistake.
But the number is this very suspicious.
It's kind of suspicious. But like,
404-232-2322.
I love how you're using this other number now. Yeah,
but pick any combination of numbers.
I'm
about
to like look at my phone like when I dialed to see like what would happen if I accidentally like. So I'd be like 404. Okay.
You're just like going back and forth with numbers.
I'm just like blah, blah, blahing. So like I could see like maybe like her accidentally hitting the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And
so,
especially it was dark. It was like whatever. Like, I don't know.
What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to find her? Oh, I found her. I already told you.
And you followed her on Instagram. And if she doesn't, I don't know, if she doesn't like reply or something, then.
Yeah. We'll see. Only time will tell. So hopefully it's not a complete loss.
I just saw another text that my mom sent me.
Yeah. What about
okay,
it?
Okay. Because like my mother, both of our moms listened to this show. Mm-hmm. And like my mom.
Shout out to the future moms.
Except they're present moms.
Yeah, present. You know what I mean?
I know.
Is that future to anything?
But my mom was just making fun of how you never have carved a pumpkin and said, is he like a Jehovah Witness? And was like furthest thing from it, Mom.
Dude, that's funny.
I know. We need to just get my mother on this show as like a special guest. She would like fucking, she'd tear both of us apart. Like she'd just read us for filth. We'd be roasted and but we'd be laughing because we're like, you right.
Oh my God. That's funny. Okay. So yeah, so that happened and so we'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll give you an update or not. I didn't even want to talk about it, but that's what this show's about,
sure,
I guess.
Sure,
right?
You didn't.
Well, I wanted to talk about it until today. Like yesterday, I was like, I'm going to talk about this on the show.
We're going to talk about this on the podcast. Yeah. So I got this number, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. I was like being such a fangirl. I was like, woohoo. Because like, I feel like I've just been struggling in the love department. So I just was like, yeah, if someone else can get a number, that's cool. Like,
yeah. I'm just hoping it still ends up successful because she seemed really cool and cute.
Hopefully she follows you back. Because I don't know if you should slide into the DMs yet. I don't know.
No. I mean, just following her enough felt me like already like, yeah. Okay, I'm kind of putting myself out there. So we'll see if she doesn't follow me back or vice versa or anything. Mm-hmm. I'll know about
your
answer.
We'll just have a collective cry sesh about it then.
Again. Veronica again. Gave me a big hug like before the show. She's like, oh, come here, buddy.
And you're like, this feels so nice.
It's been a long time since I've been embraced.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. So,
anywho, should we get into some quick hits?
I don't know. Are we ready for some quick hits?
Good.
Okay, cool. What do we got for some quick hits?
All right. So on SNL this past week was Travis Scott.
Did you watch it?
I didn't.
Well, all right. So why are you talking about it?
Then you talk about
it. All right, guys. This Saturday on Saturday Night Live was a live performance from Travis Scott. And it was
I really need to get back into watching SNL. I used to like watch it consistently.
It's one of my favorite shows. It's pop culture.
Me too.
Like,
I love it. Yeah. I need to just watch it.
I always like it because it's like political commentary.
I always watch clips later on in the week. But like I need to just... There's only a couple like in the past year that I've like sat down and watched all the way through. Like usually it's the morning after, like let's be real. And it's when I was like,
well, they had Awkwafina, the Asian comedian.
Like, she was the first Asian. Well, not first, but she's been like, well, the first in like a decade and a half Asian American, Asian female host of SNL.
Well, she in her opening skit talked about how she when she was younger. She went to go see Lucy Liu actually host the show. And so she was like, thank you for paving the way for women like me to be able to come on.
Yeah, because like the Asian American representation in media and pop culture and everything is like so crack-a-lackin'.
It just makes me think like one day I'm going to be hosting that show. Like it's really crazy. Like,
yeah, minority representation is just like so few and far. It's just especially like Asian.
Well, she's like, dude, I was young. I never thought, I didn't have a ticket. There's no way. Like she didn't get in. But she, 18 years later, she's hosting the show.
Like, isn't that wild? Like,
I hope my life leads me to that stage.
Yeah, for real.
But so Travis Scott performed. It was a great episode. John Mayer played behind him, guitar.
Which is wild.
John Mayer's everywhere now.
John Mayer is like making a comeback in like the strangest of ways. Good. But like I love
he was kind of corny for a little bit.
He was I didn't,
but he's always been like kind of down. Like Kanye always fucked with like John Mayer, like Dave Chappelle, all these people. Like
but like, and so now he like, if you look at his stuff on Instagram, it's so great. Like he has the funniest like Instagram stories, but then he also
I'm gonna follow him today.
Some like some really real Instagram stories and like some really, he always gets in the comments by celebs accounts. Like he always like is commenting on like other celebrities stuff, like the funniest or realest stuff, and I'm just like, John, I like used to hate on you, but now I can't.
I like these moves. So yeah, that was a cool episode of SNL. The BET Hip Hop Awards came up. There was some stuff going on. Drake got dissed by D. Ray Davis, host. He was the host of the award show.
Yeah.
And he was like, I mean, they're saying that like essentially they always like, you know, give him honors by nominating him, giving him awards, but Drake never goes to that award show. Like that's just not one he goes to.
Which is weird. Which I was like, why would you turn your back on your culture?
Yeah. I mean, he thinks he's too good for it. And
it's BET.
So
you're not too good for BET.
I mean, D-Ray was pretty much, he's like, dude, you like you can't
send you
couldn't even send your ghostwriter. I was like, oh shoot.
Oh god.
So I wonder if that one made the air. But
hits home.
But at the same award show, XXX Tentacion won
best new hip-hop artist.
He keeps winning stuff like posthumously. And then because he also won for the AMAs, he won favorite album in the soul and R&B category.
Wow.
He beat out Khalid and SZA. He beat out SZA for Control. Like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Upsetting to me.
I mean, I don't know what to think about all that stuff. I mean, if he deserves it, then whatever.
Yeah, but I guess like to pivot quickly to the AMAs, Taylor Swift topped Whitney Houston's previous record of like having the most AMAs hardware for women, I believe, with 20 and like and now Taylor Swift has 23.
That's what happens when you don't do cocaine.
Well, yeah. Okay, and now,
sorry, I just watched a Bobby Brown story on BET. God. It was like a 3-2-part miniseries thing or something like that, and they did a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
Yep, according to Bobby Brown. But
according to Bobby. Allegedly. But like, yeah, so Taylor Swift.
Was that a new song she performed?
Which one?
She only performed one. I don't think you performed multiple songs.
I mean, it's off of whatever album she dropped, you know.
I know, it was really good. I just never heard it before. I was like, oh, I never heard this song, so I wonder if it was new or not.
But. No, because I feel like a lot of her Reputation album wasn't pushed out a ton.
I'm really excited to see the performance from Benny Blanco and Halsey and Khalid.
Yeah, but
I heard it was like different. Like, it showed him making the beat. He was like laying on the bed.
He's so cool. Like, I saw like a little interview of him by folks at our company, and he like is so chill, but like so, like, he's just so genuine and raw about like, you know, like doing his stuff. And he's like, yeah, people just told me to like do this and that, and like they're like, yeah, you have a chance to like get here and there, and so I just
actually watched a really cool interview. It's called And the Writers Are, I think, or something like that, and he was the first episode of it. And now he's done like, this guy's interviewed like Charlie Puth, everybody, and he just talks about songwriters. And he was talking like, he's like, I've never tried to be like, you know, I just always try to, like, if I was in the room, I'd do my job, and, you know.
Which is, like, such an interesting, you know, perspective to see from, like, celebrities almost.
Well, the crazy part is he's, like, one of my best friend's cousins. So, it's, like, it's just crazy. It's inspiring to me.
Yeah.
And then, what else happened?
So, Taylor Swift took part of her time when she was accepting one of her awards to, you know, tell people to get out and vote. And this was after she posted something on Instagram about, like, you know, people getting out and voting. And, like, the voter registration rates, like, went up significantly. And, like, part of me, like, wants to be like, way to go, Taylor Swift. But, like, part of me is like, girl, you've been silent about all these issues and about, like, all this stuff for years now. Like, actively, purposely, like, didn't say anything. And then now, like, you know, like, a month out to the midterms, you're going to, like, act like you're political. I'm kind of like, too little, too late, homegirl. But, like, hopefully all these people are voting the right way. So, like...
Yeah, I don't know. I registered to vote here in Georgia the other day at a Grateful Dead cover band concert. They were like, yeah, they're standing out front.
That's incredible. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
no, I'm so hyped to vote. I'm like such a, I remember when I turned 18 and it was an election year. So I knew like later, because my birthday's in January, I knew that in November I was going to be able to vote. Mm-hmm. I was like so hyped. I was like, this is so awesome that I have like this privilege to do this.
It's weird. I've never thought that.
And like, I just think it's so important. Like, I have no tolerance for folks who complain about stuff like that. And then like, and then I'll be like, oh, well, did you vote?
See, I don't think I complain.
No, I mean, you don't. Yeah. I don't think, but.
Because I don't vote. I mean, you know, so.
Yeah, but there's plenty of people who.
But I registered to vote this year. I mean, it's not that I don't. It's just like, I don't know. Whatever.
I know, but it's just so important.
And especially last election. What the hell was I supposed to do? It was like the lesser of two evils. Like, what?
God, let's not. I don't want to get into that.
Yeah, anyways.
Let's not get into that.
Okay, happy World Mental Health Day, Veronica.
Happy World Mental Health Day indeed.
Okay, let's get into
everybody. Everybody, you'll be listening to this a day after, but like, you know, take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
Do some self-care this weekend, whatever that means to you. If your self-care
is
hanging with friends, if your self-care is being alone.
Be around puppies.
Yeah, just babies. Do it.
Whatever
ooh,
it is.
Ooh, babies.
Ooh, baby. Okay, so we're going to do, what are we talking about for our main topic today? What do we got?
Well, so you brought up how Justin Bieber is in this weird place right now.
Like, we haven't talked about him in the last couple of weeks, but been in the news.
He's been like in the news. We've sort of touched on him, like when him and Haley got engaged, like there's been some rumors about them already being married, but like then they're not. And like there's stuff going around how like he doesn't want to do a prenup, which I'm like, bro, what? Like, both you guys make a shit ton of money if something goes down. But, like, he's very much, like, in this sense that he's, like, he lives in this world now in his brain. Mm-hmm. Or just, like, in his, like, demeanor that he's, like, you know, very much so into his worship. He's very much so into his relationship with Haley. And all that, like, he did know Brainer. But he isn't, like, actively coming out with any more music.
I mean, that's just, I think, like, Khaled being like, yo, can I get my homie? Like,
yeah, and Khaled's like, hang on, let me get my summer crew back in action, yeah, and toss out a hit.
Anytime, anytime Justin Bieber is asked to go hang out with, like, Quavo and Chance the Rapper and DJ Khaled, he's going to do it. That's how he stays, like, in the
culture. That's how he stays relevant. Not
even relevant, but, like, just, like, how he gets, like, in, like, it's kind of crazy that Justin Bieber's within the rap culture. It's not Shawn Mendes is like that, like, you know what I'm saying?
Different, yeah, styles for sure.
So, but they're both pop music, yeah, like, you know, and they essentially have same type of music, like,
true.
So, you know, that's just how he gets down. But to me, I've almost, like, the reason why we haven't talked about him the last couple weeks, because I feel like there's not, like, the real news is that I feel like they're already married.
Okay, so you think they're already married? I don't.
Why? Because Justin Bieber says they're not?
Well, also, like, their families have been so on and off about it. I just think that they're not. I feel like there's so many folks
out. Maybe their families don't even know.
There's so many. I mean, maybe they eloped. Maybe they eloped. But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like with the amount of model friends and stuff that, like, Haley has, like, I don't think she could get away with not having a real wedding. I mean,
didn't other people, weren't they married? What are the couples that were married and we thought they were engaged? Like, who else did that recently?
I don't remember.
But no, I just think like, to me, I think he's going through, like, an identity crisis.
Like a fame identity crisis?
Yeah, like which brought me to, like, being like, yeah, this should be our main topic. Like, are you allowed to be, like, do things to make yourself famous and then be like, and try to turn it off, like, once you got it? Like, is that
it's okay. And, like, think about for Justin Bieber, like, for this situation, like, Justin Bieber was, like, plucked from Canada, mm-hmm, by, like, Usher. Plucked from Canada by Usher, like, when he was, like, 12, 13. Mm-hmm. And, you know, made a huge star. And so, like, this comes into the whole, like, oh, grow up too early, whatever. Okay, but, like, we all saw Justin Bieber's shenanigans, like, in his teens and, like, even early 20s. So, like, we know that he didn't really, like, grow up. So, like, maybe now he's, like, growing up. He's, like, the same age as me. He's 24. He's actually, like, a couple months younger than me. But, so maybe he has this, like, kind of, like, a lot of child stars get disillusioned, mm-hmm, like, with their fame or, like, with their whatever. And they're, like, I don't want to, like, I want to, like, just pull out of this. Like, I've been, like, in this world for too long. I need to pull out. So, like, maybe he's, like, reaching that point, but he's handling it way differently now. It's like, I feel like he went through his phase of, like, what would usually be, like, the disillusionment where, like, you go too hard and you do all these crazy things and, like, blah, blah, blah. And it's, like, you acting out. I feel like now, like, instead of acting out, like, he, like, did that, his, like, acting out in this sense is just, like, trying to not, like, not actively trying to fly under the radar, because, like, he's still, like, out in the public with Haley, like, macking on her and, like, doing whatever. But, like, just trying to, I don't know, like, just trying to be normal. But, like, it's, like, he can't flip a switch and be normal in this sense because, like, of his person. Like, he's, like, on top. He's, like, on top. You can't, like, you could, like, try to flip a switch and be normal when you, like, have already started to, like, disappear.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake, I feel like, could go normal if he wanted to right now.
Yeah,
like, people wouldn't be like, where, like, they would, it would be like 5 years later and you'd be like, oh, Justin Timberlake, or, yeah, like, I forgot about him.
I'm thinking about, because I sometimes see this show on E after I watch the Kardashians on Sundays, but Ashley and Evan, so it's Ashley Simpson, mm-hmm, like, she disappeared because, like, you know, she was popular for a while, mm-hmm, and was, like, doing music and then, you know, dated and married Pete Wentz and, like, whatever, and but then she, like, disappeared, you know, because, like, she wasn't really, so, like, she wasn't on top anymore. She, like, started to disappear, and now, like, now she's, like, trying to make a comeback, but, like, actively has to do that, like, through reality TV. But I feel like Bieber is, like, hasn't made his, like, little, he hasn't, like, poofed.
Yeah.
You can't just, like, be in the open eye and be like, yo.
I just think, like, to me, it's just, like, it's, like, what do you, dude, come on. Like, and that's, like, that's a thing in his head, I think. It's like, dude, you can't, like, the biggest thing I see from stars sometimes, they'll be like, yeah, I appreciate you guys, like, buying my album and supporting me, but that doesn't mean that I have to take a picture with you or do any of that
stuff. Which is kind of, like, shitty.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. It's just like, dude, come on. You know what you're doing. Why even, like be, like, if, like, go, like, there was points in your career that you could have slowed down. Now you're here and you want to be, like, and take it for granted and people actually know you and, like, like, most of the time when you meet people, sometimes they're, like, not that great to meet. That's why, like, when you're talking about Benny Blanco, like, it's, like, really cool that, like, people are still like that. That's the way I'd want to be.
Yeah.
Some of the things we noticed about the show last night, like, you know, like, those are just, like, things that you don't want to come off like, you know, you don't.
Yeah, like, even there's, like, because we live in this world now where you can become famous in a lot of different ways and a lot of different levels of fame. So, like, there's people who are, like, internet famous, whether they're, like, YouTubers or, like, whatever, and I've been to Playlist Live and I was, like, surrounded by a bunch of YouTubers that
remember,
like,
the
these
song?
Yes, Ashley Simpson. Yeah.
Monday I'm waiting, Tuesday I'm fading, and by Wednesday I record the podcast.
But anyways, as I was saying, you know, I was surrounded by a bunch of teenagers who were, like, super into, like, these people that are not movie stars or, like, whatever. They're just, like, YouTubers or, you know, social media stars and things like that. And, like, so some of those people act like normal people still because they're kind of, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But then a lot of them act like they're big effing deal.
Yeah.
When, in actual, it's, like, so different, like, what constitutes fame now and, like, and what constitutes almost, like, talent. Like, Justin Bieber is an actually talented person. Like, he can sing, he can dance, like, he has talent, and that's why he is where he is.
Yeah.
And, like, some of these...
I'm not gonna lie, I saw this video of Justin Bieber, like, playing guitar on a staircase or something.
Yeah,
like,
no,
that.
He could, like, yeah.
But when he was a kid, he looked like a freaking little weird little robot or something like that. I don't... It was like, he was, like, looking out, like he was, like, a weird little, like, Chuck E. Cheese robot or something. Yeah. Like, I was like, what the hell? Why are you putting this kid with this huge-ass guitar? Anyways, get this kid a little guitar or something. He's, like, 4 years old. They got this 4-year-old playing this, like, old man's guitar, like, and he's just, like,
looking... His arms are straight because he can't even, like, he's, like...
I mean, yeah, his voice is crazy amazing, but, like, his eyes are going all over the place. He looks like a friggin' weirdo robot. Anyways, I'm glad he got out of that weirdo robot thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know. I went off on a little tangent there.
Now I have to look up what you're talking about.
Yeah, John, we'll check it out. I wish we had, like, a video.
I know. I wish I had.
I'll find it for you guys after the show. God. But, yeah, so essentially, you know, so I just think, like, you know, and I get it. That's why I think I said it a couple podcasts ago, like two episodes ago, I think I was saying how, like, we're talking about me going on The Bachelor. And I was saying, like, how, like, I don't even know if I want to do that right now. Like,
yeah.
And,
well, and then you were also talking about, like, building your own, like, brand and stuff on Instagram and, like, what that means to you and, like, what when you're, like, I'm not trying to act like a famous person, like, I'm trying to brand stuff.
Yeah,
to,
I want, like, people to know that, like now I've learned, you know, that, like, Instagram is more of just, like, a thing of the moment. It's not real life, like, you know, ever. Not that I always thought it was. I'm just saying that, like, at some point, like, I really did enjoy, like, the likes and all that type of stuff, but, like, I'm trying to realize now that it's, like, I'm more than that. Like, I got things I want to do, and I need to use this as a marketing tool. So it's like, don't let the likes fool you in any of that on anybody's page. Like, you know, it's all a marketing tool. And if the bigger the number, the more people trust your brand. That's all that is now to me. So And that's how fake, like, the world is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just being honest, like, don't if you're, like, obsessed with this stuff, like we all are, like, just take a second to step back and realize that, like, MySpace came and went, like, you know, these things come and go and life is real. And
it's like, you got to put value in your actual relationships.
Yeah.
And
people come up to me all the time, like, Sai, you're killing it, like, in everything. Because you know why? Because everything I project on my social media is every time I'm killing it. But, like,
of course,
behind closed doors, me, you, and Dylan are talking about, I'm just like, oh,
we're talking about, like, our own, like, like heartbreak and stuff like that, and like I was like kind of like pissy about work or like whatever, and
you know, that's what we realize about all this is that
I mean I'm pretty blunt on my social media, like maybe not like in my feed that much, but like here and there
I just like to promote good times, like you know, and like, I try to like make it like my real life, but at the same time, like, I'm not gonna lie, there's
like you don't always have good times.
No,
like,
not see, at
like,
all.
In my stories, like, I don't always promote good times. Like, I very actively have put stuff in my stories.
But that's being, why like, I'm using it as a brand. Yeah. Like, it's not me.
But
anymore.
Like my brand, like my that like for me promoting my brand, it's like I might be working out because I don't want to have another panic attack. Like, and this is the only thing I could do.
Yeah.
Like, and that might be something I post on my story.
Yeah. And then, like, I mean, we all have our own reasons for doing everything. And I'm not trying to like say one thing or another. But for me, my point is that like me trying to grow is for businesses. So I can like make sure my family, my team, and my people are taken care of. Like, that's all that I'm trying to do. Not trying to, like, I don't think I'm trying to be famous anymore. If it takes being famous, because that's like my skill set is like music and acting or entertaining and all these different things, like that's me, and if that's what it takes to, like, you know, I'll do that. But to have like the notoriety and like be in the public eye and to not be like, they always say it's a lot, it's like I wish I could kind of go back to like, you know, not be, I could just go to the supermarket, or I could just go like, you know, like I saw this freaking crazy video of like one time, like this whole supermarket like shut down for Michael Jackson just so he could like shop like a normal person. Yikes. And like people were just like acting normal, like they were like all paid to just act like he wasn't Michael Jackson in the supermarket.
Oh, that's so.
And he had such a great time, like he was just getting regular things, like supermarket picking out things and stuff like that, not having to wear a mask or anything, just be himself, joke around, like he just loved it. And that is sad. And
that's
I could
so
under
sad. I was like, yeah, that's
I compare Michael Jackson and like Justin Bieber, like the same type of thing. Like Justin Bieber, I'm not saying he hasn't been through shit, but Michael Jackson definitely had it worse.
Holy cow. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So, but Justin Bieber, I feel like, is essentially maintaining it better than Michael Jackson did. I mean, we'll see. I guess only the future can tell, but
only the future bachelor.
See?
Damn
but
it.
Yes.
Our brand, it's so strong.
I know. But yeah, so I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting topic. Like, you know, I just don't ever want to, like, regret, like I'd be chasing this fame, and it's like all I had to do was work hard and take care of my people around me, and I was successful, and that was what made me happy. Chasing fame is never gonna make you happy. You're always gonna want more, and then you're Kanye West. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
so Benny Blanco, in his little interview thing that I was listening to, he says that Kanye West is like the nicest man.
Yeah, he is. And yay, and they're always gonna people that work with Kanye are always gonna say it about Kanye. I'm just gonna say that.
Yikes.
But Benny
right.
Blanco was a producer on Yay, you know what I'm saying? He makes money. It's money.
yeah Kanye's the best. Cha-ching.
yeah he's one of the producers on his last album, Yay. So you know, I just thought it was pretty interesting.
We want to do like a quick cuffin season update as we're moving through cuffin season.
What's cuffin season? What we got?
So it's cuffin season.
Yeah,
I mean, it hasn't really felt like fall around here in Atlanta.
Have you been cuffing?
Have I been cuffing? I've had people trying to like using cuffing season as like a reason to hit me up. They're all like, I'm feeling some kind of way because it's fall and I'm lonely. And I'm like, no. I'm not your cuffing season like placeholder.
They said that to you?
They literally, yeah. Like it's like a person that I've like known for a while, whatever. But they definitely, I was like, why are you like all of a sudden like so interested in like hanging out with me again and like getting coffee with me or whatever? And they just were, you know, they were like, well, you know, I don't know. I thought it'd be nice. And like, we just have good conversations, like, indeed. And then he just was like, well, you know, it's the fall. And I just, you know, I guess I'm like feeling some kind of way. And I was like, oh,
cuffing season.
And I was like, indeed, I literally said it's cuffing season. And then I've had rando like guys I knew in high school have been like randomly hitting me up.
It's the podcast. I Just have to say that. It's probably the podcast.
I don't think a lot of these guys listen to the podcast.
I'm just joking.
I'm like,
shut up, Veronica. I know that. I'm just joking.
I know, but like, it's
I don't think these guys are listening. Well, thanks.
Okay, well, now they will. Okay. And they'll bitch me out. But no, I just think it's so weird. Like, all these, like, randos from high school have been reaching out. Like, they don't live here. Like,
oh,
they
really?
Don't live here. They actively live states away.
Okay.
So it's just kind of like,
I think they're prepping for the winter time when vacation happens.
Like, literally, I had a guy that I know in high school and, like, actually went to my college, but we never hung out in college.
Mm-hmm.
He was hitting me up because he's in the area for business this upcoming week and wanted to go to the Mizzou Alabama game. And a bunch of my other guy friends wanted me to go to the Mizzou Alabama game, but I was like, I'm traveling too much. I'm spending too much money. I need to not.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, actively, when I said, like, I couldn't make it happen or whatever, he then was like, well, are you going to be back in town for Thanksgiving? And I was like, bro! Like,
yeah, it's not even October.
It is October.
Oh, whatever. But, yeah, so.
And we obviously heard a little bit of your cuffing season update.
Yeah, it's not going well.
I know, we both suck.
Well.
What?
I no.
You can't. I knew what you were about to say, but you can't say it.
I can't. Can I?
I mean,
whatever.
I mean, you could, but
yeah, no, I'm just over here, just, you know, another season, another this is regular season, winter.
And this is, I feel like I'm just,
or fall, whatever it is.
I'm truly like in recruiting, like scouting, like I'm scouting mode right
now.
Are
you? You find anything?
I mean, no.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I mean, what is that supposed to mean?
Do you want me to say it?
What are you going to say?
You know what I'm going to say.
No.
Put it out there.
You tried so hard last episode.
I mean, all right, I'm just going to say it. Yo, so last episode we had a guest host.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sitting in the middle for no reason.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Eric, I hope you're listening. It's all good. He's moving. These two. Been canoodling.
Okay.
Yeah. Why are you
so... I'm so red.
Oh, my God. Anyways, yeah, so that's what happens over there at Future Bachelor. Try to run a tight ship. People canoodle.
Oh, yikes.
What are you... Why are you so silent?
Cues up Circus by Britney Spears. I'm like a...
Dude, Veronica, actually, you're kind of like... Seem like you're speechless right now. What's going
on?
I'm
not speechless. I'm talking. I was just like... It was so funny because like you tried
to... Oh, Benny Blanco produced Circus.
Yeah. Oh, my... Really?
Yeah, he did.
I'm a ringleader.
Yeah, that was like one of his big songs.
I called the shots. That's where you were just there.
I'm just saying.
But like, yeah, no, you tried so hard last episode to like pull that
yeah,
out
now
of-
you guys have to go back and listen to me being like, what? What's going on here?
Because, like, Taylor Marie was like, yeah, I was listening to the episode, and, like, Cy was really trying
probing,
to...
Probing. Poking the bear. trying to address the elephant in the room.
Oh, God.
I.E. Eric V. E and V. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. Like, you know.
Hey, we're all out here. Hey, as you know, my favorite podcast...
What's going on with that?
What do you mean, what's going on?
Why do you ask me when I ask you a question? I've asked you a question.
He's leaving.
Okay,
and
that's
it
sad.
Breaks my heart.
It breaks my heart, too.
I know. We're both sad. We got to hang out with him, like, more.
Yeah. If we do, he's not going to be able to pack. he's been hanging out with us all the time.
I'll, like, freaking pack for him.
Yeah, I told him that, too. I was like, hey, how about we have a packing party? Yeah. He's like, yeah, he didn't seem into it. But
I don't know. Are you a good packer?
No, I barely... I don't know. So yeah. Anyways, we'll keep you updated on that. Any weird? If you hear going like, "Yeah, I'm going out to San Fran." Oh yeah. Why don't you guys? I thought I was getting scared that they're gonna start a new podcast without me or something.
Oh my God.
I'm just joking. No, this is me. All right, let's go. All right. So now that we've like exposed Veronica.
Yeah. Now that I'm like literally like burning up.
Darn, it's hilarious. Are you scared he's gonna hear it?
I mean, I don't care, I guess.
I hope his ex is listening.
Oh, my God.
I'm just joking. I hope she isn't. Maybe she does. I don't know. But what was I going to say? What do we got for our slapper of the week?
Well, I actually heard this slapper. It was me.
Well, yeah. So I went to go pick the slapper of the week, and I realized I didn't pick one. So...
And so you're like, guys.
Yeah. So then Dylan, actually, what was Dylan? Dylan, tell me what the name of your song was. We'll give it a little honorable mention.
We'll give you a plug.
555 by Sylvain LeCue.
Sylvain
LeCue.
Sylvain LeCue.
Which I've never heard of this rapper before, but we were listening to it. It was a.
It almost sounded like a slapper.
It was a runner up for sure. So, I'll put it on the playlist.
Okay, cool. It's on the Future Bachelor Spotify playlist.
Yeah,
But Veronica ended up being like, I checked out this brand new song. It's called what is it?
It's called Bad Habits.
Bad Habits.
And okay, so I was listening. So
no pun intended. Okay. Because the name of the band is okay.
And Psy, you know, Psy like always just lets the songs come to him. And like for me, letting the songs come to me means I have to like listen to the new music Friday on Spotify or like whatever new albums drop to see if like any new music, you know, really hits me.
Yeah.
And so I was
I don't know why I didn't do that this week.
I was listening to New Music Friday the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, you know, a lot of the bigger artists, like the Drake collab with
Lil Baby
and Gunna. And I was like, okay, like, that might be it. But I kind of, like, let some of those pass by. And then this, like, popped up in, like, way down with, mm-hmm. the New Music Friday is, like, 100 song. And it hit me way long down there. But the second I started hearing it,
mm-hmm.
I was like, this is a song that Psy would like. I like it a lot. This is a song that we would like.
And guess what? I did like it. So without further ado, our slapper of the week is Bad Habits by Oh Okay. And I'm only saying like that because it's literally two O's
it's
and
two
it's
O's
okay.
And, yeah.
It's okay with an extra O. So yeah, that's our slapper of the
double
week.
The
Let's
o,
get into it.
Fun.
It goes like this. Oh, what?
Slapper of the week. This song slaps.
I want to wait around for something new. I'm addicted to the way you move. But I hate all the things you do like that. And I don't want to wait around for something new.
No.
I'm addicted to the way you move.
Why?
But I hate all the things you do like
bad habits.
Woo. Damn. Great for that drop, kids. Oh. What up? I don't know why I like it so much.
It's just like a total you and me kind of vibe.
Let's
it's like
go.
So us.
Future Bachelor.
It's on brand.
And I don't want to wait around for something new. I'm addicted to the way you move. But I hate all the things you do like bad habits. And I don't want to wait around for something new. I'm addicted to the way you move. But I hate all the things you do like bad habits. You do like
oh my god! I dropped that bass out before that drop too. Hey.
Like you can't be mad listening to the song.
I just want to get rid of all my bad habits.
Like happy world mental health day.
Yeah. Way to segue or bring it all together. Bad habits. Let's get rid of them for World Mental Health Day.
Woo.
Yeah, because it's actually been helping. Like, I really feel like, you know, the stopping smoking cigarettes, like,
I'm
we're
so
almost about to reach 3 months.
Proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, no.
Weird.
I know. Why were we freaking
why
out?
Why are we so weird?
Anyways, I don't know why I'm slapping my chair, just like how weird we are. Because
it was a great slapper.
Yeah, anyways.
Of a time.
Yeah, slapper. So, anyways, yeah, cut the bad habits. I haven't been drinking that much either, except for that White Claw episode.
I mean, you also have a lower tolerance, so like you can't really drink that much.
Well, I don't know. So, I got up on Saturday and I was pretty productive.
Proud of you.
Had a good, you know, day and stuff. Do you have any shout outs?
I have some shout outs, yes. So, I want to shout out Eric. Eric!
Wow! Oh my God!
That was supposed to be like a thank you for him, like, dealing with our shit and being on the show, but whatever.
Cringing.
A little cringy. But then I have to shout out our boy Zach Knipp because he's got a promotion and moving to Dallas. Like, he's like leaving now.
That sucks.
I like am so upset because now I won't have another General Mills hookup with all my like snacks and gushers. And
that's why he always had gushers.
Yeah, he works for General Mills.
Dude, I love. He got me addicted to those big pack of gushers.
Yeah, those huge. Yeah, so I'm like really sad that he's leaving.
Oh my God.
I probably cried about it already. I'm probably gushers gonna cry
are
about
so
it again.
Good.
Gushers are. So
I could eat a million gushers.
I could eat so many gushers.
I'm gonna go get gushers right after the show, dude. Love them.
And then I wanted to shout out two of the girls I met in the meet and greet because they, you know, they like were like talking to me about my podcast whenever. They seem super cool.
Cool.
Brittany at Hey It's BBB with two underscores on Hey underscore It's underscore BBB.
Okay.
And then Shelby, and she's at Shelbs S-E-L-I-Z.
What's up, Brittany? What's up, Shelbs?
So they seem super cool. I really like their vibe because like we both were like very much so about like getting our pictures.
Yeah.
Not like some of these girls were like off
talking, and
some of these girls in there besides us like had carafes of wine, like multiple carafes.
Yeah.
And they were wildin', and like we had no tolerance for it, and like we were hanging out with the like other special guest, Tribble Reese. He's like a Instagram model dude, whatever. Yeah. And like he was talking to us, and we're like, okay, we know your game that you're playing.
Dude, did you hear that story about like the girl like that called her friend out about the ring, engagement ring?
Oh my God,
that was a little cringy.
That was a little cringy for sure, but freaking. This dude.
So they, yeah, they do
now
this
we
segment.
Have to tell it. No,
I'll just do
tell.
A real quick wrap up of it. I'll tell it. It's they the girls got to eat. We're giving so much promo. It's crazy.
I know.
But only because we just went to the show last night and we've been prepping for it. But essentially, they have this segment called "Is this weird?" And they'll read like an email from somebody, and so then they ask the crowd, "Do you, like anybody have these like is this weird stories?" And most of the time, like girls are just.
It's usually like sex stuff.
Yeah, like girls are just using it to be like say some vulgar shit or something. I don't know. That's the way I took it last night. I was like, these girls are just like saying some crazy.
Like, yeah, it's like we.
It
get
was like
it.
Some crazy story. All right, we get it. Your boyfriend wants to cut your underwear off with scissors. That's a weird story. But anyways, one of the girls like they're like, "Do we have any non-sex stories?" And it's like, "Well, my friend, she's gonna probably kill me, but she said I could, I guess. Like she's wearing. See this engagement ring? She just got engaged.
And everyone's like, "Oh yay!"
Yeah, yeah. She's like, "That ring was from the guy that proposed to her ex fiance.
Yeah." Ex-wife, like
said, ex-wife.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So then they asked the question, like, "Is this weird that like she's wearing her ex,
fiance's
wedding ring, and the guy's excuse to not getting it
he said it cost too much to get reset.
Oh, reset.
Which it's like, if you were gonna you saved money by not even getting like if you're willing to like spend your life with this woman in. First of all, like, I don't know, pawn off that ring to get, like, a new, like, come on.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. And then I saw from the other side, like, she was like, "Dude, you got the ring, right? Like, you know, you're the one wearing it. It's.
Yeah, but that's, like, bad. That's, like, actual bad luck. Like, I would never want to wear another woman's ring. Oh! Unless it was, like, his grandmother's
Which
ring.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
All right, so that was pretty funny. But, yeah, I guess my shout out, I didn't really have one. I mean, I'll shout out to Eric and Knipp, too, because I love those guys. Yeah. I'm going to miss them a lot.
Yeah, I know. Why are all of our good friends leaving us?
Oh, I like to shout out JV.
John V.
Our girl John V. We hung out on Sunday and we were gonna make music, but instead just listen to music
and ate pizza.
That was cool. She's vegan, so like she was like really wanting pizza, but the pizza places around me don't like have vegan pizza. So, there's a like a natural store over here. They have like vegan food, and we got vegan cheese, brought it to the place, and they cooked it. We like walked around Little Five and stuff, so it was a cool like relaxing Sunday. And that's like I guess what normal people do when they don't get like completely wasted the night before, or
when they
do, because that was her. And then, so I just want to shout her out. We're gonna make some dope like music and covers and stuff. So, and also, I think the world of her. Anyways, so
wait, not only to the kids love her, but
shut up, V. all right. With that being said, what do we got? We got anything else?
No, we're done.
I'm gonna be heading to Orlando tomorrow for the weekend. Go celebrate my sister's 30th party.
I'm gonna be here. It's Pride this weekend.
Cool. Well, we'll have some stories, I'm sure, to share next week. And next week is gonna be our episode 30.
Dirty 30.
Holy cow, that's insane. All right, guys. Well, I like always, I like to thank our producer Dylan for being in the building. And then also, we'll see you guys next week. Make sure you're subscribing, make sure you're rating, reviewing, follow us on Instagram, The Future Bachelor. Love us.
Give us five. If you want more, stars.
I'm actually thinking we might start doing a Twitch. I don't know. I meant to talk to you about that. Like, so we do a live stream of this and stuff. People can watch us doing it live and, you know, interact with us and then listen to us the next day. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. I don't think there's many podcasts on Twitch yet, so I kind of want to hop on it.
That's a lot of gamers.
Yeah, but we might be one of the first to get in that realm. So don't take our idea. All right. We
just broadcasted it.
Yeah, sorry,
don't
guys.
Don't take it, though.
Don't listen to us, but listen to us. All right, guys. We'll see you next week with episode special Dirty 30 of Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And we love you guys. We'll see you next week. Deuces.
Bye.
Dylan, cut it.
Future Bachelor Podcast.